Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Simulation. Tamale. MRI. Hazmat suit.
Back in the saddle, baby!
Back in the saddle again!
I'm Zach!
And he's back in his little room again!
Actually, your name is Joe.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're Joe.
Thank you. It has been, it's been a while.
Couple weeks.
We took off, had to do a little vacay, went down and saw some family in beautiful downtown Austin, Texas. And it was fun. You know what
I've
saw?
I've been there.
Yeah. It's every time I go back, it is, what the fuck? Like, what? Every other city, it's like, what are we doing? Look at Austin.
Texas doesn't like it, though.
Too bad. Any place you go in Austin, you're like, this might be the coolest restaurant I've ever been to. And you're like, anyway, where are we eating at next? Mm-hmm. Get a little nap, and then you go to that one, you're like, this might be the coolest restaurant I've ever been to. The city's just fucking cool.
It's funny, though, the way people outside of Austin view it. It's kind of like the Eastern Washington people, how they feel about Seattle.
Yeah.
It's just, they just fucking hate it.
Or how everybody feels about Idaho.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, have you ever been? They're like, no, but I don't want to. It's like, maybe I'll take a peek.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Take a peek. It's
beautiful.
Beautiful. But I saw my first Cybertruck. It's ugly.
Oh.
Yeah. What? We went to this place, the outskirts of Austin, kind of like an orchard type thing, brewery, food and fun for the whole family type of thing out there. And I had to sit in the parking lot because we were waiting for my brother. And then across the way was a Cybertruck. And it was so funny. I mean, immediately caught my attention. Kids were like, whoa! And we were just loving it. But watching like the dads and their kids with their wives, and they're walking through the parking lot to go into the, you know, the orchard brewery thing, and every single dad just abandoned their family.
Like a little double take, and they're like, oh, yeah. Whoa.
They just be walking, they got their glasses on, got their beer drinking shirt on, and they're walking, they just catches their eye, and they're like, see you later.
They're like, I'll meet you guys inside.
And they walk over, they do that dad pose, and they're, you know, looking in the, doing the scrunchy nose, looking in the window, and then they pop up, you know, like an ostrich. And look around, and another dad's looking. He goes,
mm-hmm.
And they point.
See that?
They both point to it, like, yeah. And then that dad leaves their family. Before you know it, there's five dads looking at this fucking Cybertruck.
Standing around, arms crossed.
I was one of them. I was like, whew. It's like, God, it's just. And everyone said the same thing. They're like, oh, man, I just wish it wasn't so ugly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it does. It has a presence to it.
I mean, it's ugly compared to what it's compared to, right?
Is it
ugly, though?
If all cars were squares?
It is pretty jagged.
It's
kind of like a...
There's like no sex. It'd be like... So cars, have you ever like noticed this between like cars and sexuality? Like the curves?
Oh, yeah.
Like a big ass on a dually? Like that's a... It has an ass look to it, and you're like, yeah. I could fuck it. Or fuck with it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And How many tailpipes that fucking Dooley got?
I can four?
Fill that. I need some more friends. Need some more friends Truck to fucking orgy. Fill up this Dooley.
Yeah.
No, it has that look. It has like a sexy body look to it. And this Cybertruck is like fucking a polygon.
Mm.
Like, it's just like if you're dating Tomb Raider, like the very first Tomb Raider.
Pointy tits.
Yeah. From like the PS1 Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
And you're like, I mean, I guess it's kind of hot.
Yeah. Well, Madonna did that back in the 80s.
Right. The pointies. Yeah.
Yeah. So just picture that.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry with the fire or the fireworks shooting out of her titties.
She's the one person that I feel disappointed that never showed her boobs. Like, I feel like everyone else finally did at some point, but she never did.
Jeez, bummer. Like, no, they bummer, dude.
Such a bummer.
I don't want to be in
like
this
everyone
world
else. They got exposed in their Apple account or whatever. Yeah. Like you got to see them somehow, but like her, no. Anyway, speaking of that, like that was one of the things that drove me to the Tesla, because do you remember in Back to the Future 2? Remember when Doc and Marty are hanging out? The police car that picks up.
Yeah.
What's her name? It's that when the Tesla came out, I was like, oh my, because that was I was like, that's my dream car. Back in whenever that came out, like 1990, I was like, I want a car that looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it took 30 years, but they finally did it. I was like, that's my fucking car.
And you've been erect the whole time.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember way back in the 80s, there was an Australian show, Oi Oi, and it had futuristic cars like that. And it looked just like that fucking thing. Remember that at all?
The Tesla or the Cybertruck?
Cybertruck.
Mm.
Yeah, when I saw the Cybertruck, I was like, that dude watched that show that I can't remember.
Mm.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily think the DeLorean's ugly, but the Cybertruck, it just has there's just a lot. I don't know. They'll start appearing in a neighborhood near you and you can get a peek for it. But
it does have a DeLorean vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, just more exaggerated, like purposefully.
And no cocaine in the seats.
Just so we're clear, I'm not talking about the DeLorean.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
Talking about the police car with the big swooping.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
He's getting ahead of us.
I'm trying to think about fucking. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, would I fuck a Cybertruck?
Yeah.
I don't know, I fucked a DeLorean.
Was it silver or black?
The one I saw?
Yeah.
I think they're all silver, aren't they?
I saw a black one.
See, now there's a different cut out there.
The black makes it look completely different.
I bet it does.
The silver makes it look like a refrigerator or something, like a stainless steel refrigerator.
Like a refrigerator that a 5-year-old drew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
This is a fridge. You're like, I don't think so.
You ever seen people do like they'll take like a kid's drawing and then they'll take an actual picture of a horse and give it like eight legs. Good. That's what the Cybertruck seems like.
Yeah.
Like somebody did that.
Yeah.
I want one though. I want that triple motor. So no.
Powerful stuff, but I just thought I'd share that with everybody. We're doing lap time on the show today.
Yay.
Zach, what are we talking about?
That you probably live in a video game.
Nice segue.
Sorry, I forgot I didn't have a straw. The ice was just clunk. Sorry.
You're fine.
So, okay.
That's really all. I've got about 15 proofs that you live in a simulation that'll get your brainy meats, you know, kind of frying out.
Okay. No, I like that. I like that. And we do have a little space bag update before we get into the show today. Sent in by our son, Andrew. Says, hey, guys, I'm listening to this week's episode where the astronauts drop tools from the ISS.
Mm.
To clear up the debate, the tools will fall to Earth, likely before the ISS does. They weren't thrown or launched, so they will have a lower velocity than the station they were dropped from. The ISS is set to re-enter Earth's atmosphere and crash into the Pacific Ocean on January of 2031. They actually have a remote area of the Pacific designated for satellites to crash into.
Point Nemo.
Mm-hmm. The problem with the bag of tools is that they, along with other space junk, could impact other satellites and cause a large debris field that would be moving at thousands of miles per hour and potentially knocking out other stuff. The movie Gravity actually showed the possibility of this happening and is 100% a real potential thing that could wipe out all satellite-based stuff like internet porn.
Fuck!
That, see? Right there. Now I care. On the bright side, the tools could burn up on re-entry or someone could get snap-on from God. I reread that last...
Falls in his backyard. Sick, dude!
Yeah, cool, dude. Let's do it! Stay terrified of space junk. Well, thank you, Andrew.
While you were reading that, mm-hmm. my brain immediately went to Gravity mm-hmm. when that shit's just flying through and ripping things to shreds.
You know,
yeah.
Zipping through fucking shit up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into the show.
Relativity's a fun thing, right?
Yeah. It is. It really is a fun thing.
Like you feel like we're just sitting still, but we're not.
No, we're not. Not even fucking close. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Well, will you tell Zach to do it? You don't have to yell at him. Just ask him.
Hey, Zach, can you, whatever, I don't know what's coming up next. What is it?
Yeah.
Shut
up.
Do it.
Do it.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
I'm not a host.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are.
I'm the color guy.
I guess add the flave, baby. This is a fun one, and it's there's a lot going on here.
Okay.
Sent in by our son, Greg, says, would you rather have to drive the vehicle every time travel is required? I mean, plane, you fly it. Uber, you drive yourself there, then let him or her have the driver's seat back. You are you with whatever knowledge you have at the time.
Oh, at the time.
So right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Like an instant, like we couldn't just be like, all right, let me go take a look at some flight.
That's what I was thinking. I was just going to learn how to fly.
Some YouTube fly videos.
You're only going to fly once.
Yeah, true. Or have the worst decision-making friend make all the important life choices for you. The time limit is 1 year of the black magic fuckery. Well, first of all, you're not going to get to fucking fly shit. So that's a problem.
Why?
Well, because you're not going to get your pilot's license in a year.
Nor so, would the pilot let you
that's
fly
what I,
it.
So there's two things. You have to either hijack the airplane to go on a family vacation to Disneyland.
Not in this climate. Not in this climate.
You would have said that 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They would have walked me up there and gave me my little pilot wings.
No, remember how that was over 20 years ago now?
Oh, no. See, that's old. I don't like that at all. So, plane.
Oh, happy 2024, everybody. Sorry.
Didn't we say that last episode?
Did we?
I don't know. What year is it? I think we did. Who knows? Okay. But, like, I think in this particular situation, do you have to assume that they would be like, okay, you can fly the plane?
Well, it's all hypothetical.
Yeah, but to add more details and little guidelines for this question, like you have to fly the plane or the security's so high, there's no way you're flying the fucking plane. They're not just going to let you up there and take off with your family because you got to go meet your brother in Denver. So that's out. And then Uber, I mean, that's really funny too. And an Uber pulls up and they go, I'm here. And you're like, hey, honey, everyone, they're here. And you go out and just open his door.
And he gets out.
And he just looks at you. You're like, I'll take it from here.
All right. I'm assuming everyone's in on it, but they wouldn't be.
They wouldn't be. So
that's, yeah.
Is that because when he writes in that you're stuck with the knowledge you have at the time,
mm-hmm.
I think that assumes that you're going to have clearance to do these things. So you're going to be able to get the Uber driver out. You're going to be able to fly the plane. You're going to be able to conduct the fuck out of that train. You know what I mean? But you have to do it.
It would get, I don't know.
Listen, man.
Dude, the idea of
like,
sitting
in. I don't know. We just move on. Like after that.
Fuck, I don't know. What are you thinking about, Joe?
I don't know,
not
man.
Not this.
I don't know. That's crazy, though. Oh, that's so weird to think about.
Dude, the idea of being a pilot and sitting in, because like when you're in an airplane, you look out and you mm-hmm. see some clouds going by or whatever. But you look up straight and it's just, you know, it's the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're just kind of going along for the ride.
You're in a weird movie that you can't control.
Yeah. But if you're in the pilot seat and you're seeing out the front windshield,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know if I want that view.
Dude, I just want that. That'd be so fun to see that view.
I don't know. It's also terrifying.
There's also no point of reference. So yeah, how cool it could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, unless you're landing or taking off.
Right. You have no idea how fast you're going. And you just, all you see is
unless
sky.
You see a storm coming your direction.
Or another plane. Or a building.
See, that's
too soon?
That's the thing. It's okay. Like, well, that's two 9/11 references.
I know. I'm just keeping it going.
That's the whole thing I'm saying. Like, if you're in the back and like you run into something, you don't even know you did it. But if you're in the pilot seat, you're like, fuck, we're going to hit that mountain.
Oh, no. Whoops.
Shit.
God damn, I shouldn't have paid attention.
I should have learned how to fly this plane.
would have been a lot cooler if I knew how to fly this fucking airplane. God,
do you
sucks.
Get a co-pilot? Like a because there's yeah, a pilot sure. co-pilot. So you kick the pilot out of the seat,
mm-hmm.
and now you're in charge. But mm-hmm. you've got a co-pilot there,
right? Yeah,
to walk you through it.
You sit down. You're like, all right, thanks, Captain. And then you're just like, you got it. And you just switch seats.
Yeah,
yeah. Like we're all gonna die if you let me do this. Get over here. Today's your big day. Today's your big day, Bob.
Well, here's the. Oh shit! What is that?
Oh well, remember the phone we had installed in here?
No.
Oh, we had it. That's right. Can I
answer it?
Okay. Hello? Yeah. No, he's right here. All right.
Is it my mom? Don't. I'm not here.
Okay.
I'm not here.
Okay. So, I'll ask him.
That sounds like.
Do you have your? I said. I'll ask
my hepatitis B shot.
No. How far is your warranty on your car extended?
I did it pretty far.
How?
It's like a javelin. I threw it way out. I don't know where it landed.
How far is the recommended amount to extend it? He said 5 or 6 years. And you guys have different. You have a 5 and a 6 year plan. Okay. Yeah. What do you think? I think he's just calling back. Can you guys call you back? Fucking never! Quit calling our phone!
How'd they get this number?
I have no idea.
That's on the wall, actually.
That's fucking crazy. So. No, that's your number. Sorry about that. How do they find us?
I don't know.
It's like literally everywhere.
Well, debt collectors know where you are all the time. It's like they're basically personal or detective, like whatever they're called.
A PI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Private investor. That's what I'm thinking.
Personal investor.
Yeah. Personal investor or private investigator? Which one would you rather have?
A personal investor. For sure. That means things are going pretty good. PI means things are going pretty bad.
That's true. If you have one or your life.
Two different roads.
Way different.
Private investor.
The luxury of a personal investor.
Yeah.
Versus
a private investigator.
Yeah. I gotta know if she's fucking sneaking around.
Unless you're hiring a PI to follow around your PI. Right. To make sure they're investing your funds properly.
Maybe they're embezzling your funds.
You see? So it's not always
personal embezzler.
Okay, so back to the question here. I think it's funny to just like get the Uber driver and you're like, oh, just get out of the car.
Put him in the trunk.
Yeah, some Grand Theft Auto thing.
Or he squeezes in like the middle seat, half the family. Oh,
excuse me.
I forgot what I was going to say. Let's say you're going to, okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to take a trip in a few weeks with the whole family on an airplane. If I had to fly the plane, do you feel confident taking your family on that flight?
These are personal questions. And how hard could it be? Come on.
Well, they have autopilot. Once you're up there.
Takeoff, landing. I mean, how hard can it be?
Landing would be, like, I feel like taking off would be okay. You just give it some gas.
I mean, there's some learning curves, but here's how I look at it. Can someone do it? Can a lot of people do it? Do a lot of people do it successfully every single day? The answer is yes, but like, I can do it.
That's good confidence.
Like, it's not fucking like if you look at, I don't know, comparing it to sports. I
watch
Brain surgery. But a lot of people do that too, but they also fuck it up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, but you have a couple hundred lives in, you know, like a doctor, you're operating on one guy's brain. If you mess up, one guy dies.
Right.
A pilot, if you mess up,
imagine
you're taking out families.
A doctor running around a warehouse of 200 people doing brain surgery on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know, it's going to be dicey. The first flight you take off, I'm comfortable, I can pull the thing back.
Mm-hmm.
Landing, you just mind the seatbelt sign.
My last flight,
it's gonna be rough, but I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna learn from it.
Landing in Spokane, it was so foggy.
Mm-hmm.
We went down and we were probably like 10 feet from the thing, and he pulled back up.
He's
and
like,
we circled.
Yeah, he's like, no thank you.
Yeah, and it's kind of like unsettling. You're like, yeah, oh, he didn't like that.
But he also knew.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to try it.
Right.
Yeah, things weren't right. So that's good.
Imagine if pilots are nervous all the time, every time they take off and land.
I wonder about that all the time, because I would be. Like, I would be too. My personality, I'd be like, fuck.
Oh, right? God, hope. And freezing up. Like, what button?
They come walking in with their suit. Or in their bag, rolling up like you're going to your job to do anything. That's what's crazy.
All calm and stoic, yeah.
And if I open that carry-on, I expect it to be like perfectly packed.
Yeah. Everything is but military.
Dude, the idea folded. Of a low confidence, low self-esteem yeah. intercom announcement from the pilot.
Hey, guys.
Oh, fuck.
We're heading to Albuquerque, probably.
He's like,
My God, we're at 36,000 feet. That's so high.
It's like,
fuck, I'm afraid of heights.
I've been dreading this for the last 2.5 hours. Prepare for landing.
He's like, we'll see how it goes.
He goes, oh, geez. Oh, fuck me.
Least favorite part. Let's do it.
Prepare for landing. And you're like, what? Is he crying? Is he laughing? Where am I? Yeah, just no confidence. It's about, I don't even know how warm it is.
You know,
I always forget how warm it is in Cleveland. We're going down. And you hear like all the, like the co-pilots like, calm down. Craig, you got
this. We're fine.
We're 36,000 feet in the air.
You know, when you get to 10,000 feet and they're like, all right, you can now use your shit. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if the pilot got on, he's like, all right, everybody, we're at 10,000. Oh, fuck, that's way down there.
Oh, whoa. My God.
It didn't really hit until I said it out loud.
I'm looking out the window right now and
holy
fuck.
Shit.
If anything goes wrong, I hope you guys don't hold me accountable for dying. Because yeah. We are so high up.
On the left, you will see the Cascade Mountain Range. On the right, whoa. That's a lot of water.
Does anyone have a barf bag?
He's like,
and it's 45 degrees in Cleveland. Have a good flight.
Yep. Well,
or have your worst decision-making friend make all the important life choices for you. So that's just like saying, or you just keep on making choices. Like, that's how I read it. You just keep making all the choices you've been making, dude. Fucking keep rolling, buddy. No, but it's, if we assume I get to fly stuff, or I don't know, I'm going to risk a year. I'm going to keep it low level, right? I'm going to maybe take off some like, travel time. I'm going to do some staycations. You know, and walk. We're doing a staycation. Yeah, pack your bags. You walk your family to the hotel. Dad, why don't we drive? Because it's embarrassing. You don't know what it's like to hijack every car you see. But I'm just going to lay low, hope that no giant life impacting decisions are made in that year. And then just continue on and be a homebody for a year.
Well, I mean, like,
I can't risk it.
I'm riding a bus, like you have to drive the bus
excuse
now.
Excuse me? Yeah.
Like, what's the weirdest way to travel?
Segway.
Well,
hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon.
Well, any?
I'll take it from here, bud.
Yeah, I got it. How hard could it be?
even the masters run into power lines. I'm going to give it a rip. Hey, how long have you been flying? 50 years? Might as well be zero. Do you know any tips or trips? Not really.
Do you need any sort of certification to fly a hot air balloon?
I think we looked it up. I think you got to just learn, know how to have a good time. The certification just says roll with the punches.
Just go where the wind takes you.
Go where the wind takes you, young fellow.
The bad decision thing is interesting because I've always done things very cautiously.
Yeah.
So, like, if you had the friend that's just like, whatever, dude, just fucking go for it, that'd be rough because it's like it's counter to every situation or every thought.
Your worst friend making or your worst decision making friend is just a hot air balloon enthusiast. And you're like, I don't know, like my marriage is on the rocks, and I guess I feel like it's best for the kids if we rip the bandaid off. He goes, dude, I don't even know. You should buy a hot air balloon. Dude, that's crazy. Let's go get in a hot air balloon. Mm-hmm. You're like, God damn it, dude. No, everything. The answer to everything is just go get in a hot air balloon, dude. You'll forget about it.
And put it on your credit card.
Yeah. And that's just all he says.
Yeah. Like, you know how you make your worries go away?
All the important life. He's like, I have a huge investment opportunity. There's a startup company that's looking really good. And he goes, man, you know what I'd invest in? Hot air balloons. And you're like, God damn it. And you have to. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, seriously, that's what I would do. And you're like, fuck, dude. He's 100.
Wait, is this really what you do? Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, in a heartbeat. And you're like, God damn it. Just $100,000 right to a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon company. Like one that makes like cool shapes. And you're like, whoa, fuck. What am I doing?
The idea of like having to like meet with the people too, and you're writing this check.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing it's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. See, like any sort of, any idea I like guess. That, like, like any, do anything that you do that is against what your gut tells you is so rough mm-hmm. to do. Cause you're like, I know this isn't right. I know this isn't right. And to have to do that all the time, basically go against every
yeah.
thing, instinct. Your instinct.
Yeah. You just gotta just gamble it every time. All right, I have to get this off my brain, and it's dark. And then we'll move on. Okay. But okay, your mom's really sick, right? It's end of life, and your family's all around her. And for whatever reason, this friend is also there. The worst decision friend. He's your best friend too. Just you know. And you're sitting there, and you guys are just like thinking it and talking over the doctor. And you're like, and he's like, I don't know, what do you guys want to do? And you're like, oh, fuck. And you turn to your friend, and you're like, what do you think? Should we pull the plug? And he just goes, tough decision. Tough decision, but that is more room in the basket.
And you're still like, with the hot air balloon.
You're like, what? And he goes, I'm just saying, dude. It's like, I mean, do you want to make an extra ham sandwich? Like, before we go on that big trip? And you're like, are you kidding me? He's like, pull it. Pull it. You'll thank me later when you get to stretch those little toesies out. Get her out of here.
I love that. Almost like every situation comes back to the hot air balloon.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah,
his entire his identity is hot air balloons.
Yeah, the whole time he's there comforting you. He's like, I could be in a hot air balloon.
he's like, is this she gonna die soon? Because I want to get up in the air. I really want to get up there.
He's looking at what time it is. He goes, fuck,
the winds are gonna die down.
The winds are gonna change any minute. Don't. He's looking out the window. It's like there's a hot air balloon festival, and he's just fucking. Oh, oh my God. Oh, just pull the plug.
It's like, I hope you appreciate that I'm with you right now. Look out the window.
Listen, I'm not just blowing hot air up your ass here. We need to get out there. This could be the.
It's like a surfer looking at the waves yeah. and be like, dude, this storm is going to bring in the best set of waves.
You got to pull the plug.
Ever right now?
You have to pull the plug. We have to go get pitted.
I love that idea of as like a hot air enthusiast is like a surfer mm-hmm. who's waiting for that perfect wave.
Oh yeah.
And they're just like, dude, the jet stream, mm-hmm. it's like it's gonna be zipping.
This could be awesome, dude.
I cannot wait.
The barrels.
They're like gauging birds and shit. They're like, look at the eagle, man. That's mm-hmm. perfect out yeah, there.
Your best friend's a bird watcher enthusiast. And he's like, I don't know, but if you keep fucking this bitch alive, we're gonna miss the blue footed booby.
See you know the blue-footed booby only comes around once every 6 months.
Comes around once every hot air balloon festival.
The only way you can see the blue-footed booby.
She would want you to yeah. see the blue-footed booby. You know that. She probably has a tattoo on her. She doesn't. Just pull the plug, dude. We can look right now. Pull the plug. Pull the fucking plug. I'm going to pick have worst decision-making friend. Make my decisions and just lay low for a year. It says life-changing, so I'm going with that, because I'm just going to get on airplanes and enjoy myself. Yeah?
I'm going to go the other way.
Just for funsies?
No, just because...
Get on a hot air balloon?
Just because I don't want other people making decisions for me.
Well, you might regret that one.
I'll just lay low.
Yeah. Well, okay. I gotcha. Fair. All right, I'll take it.
I think it's easier to lay low and not travel than it is to lay low and... Because you still have to make decisions in life.
Well, it says life, yeah, life changing. That's not like, what are you eating? And blah, blah, blah.
Could be. What if you ate the like something that you're allergic to?
It's like, you're starving. Should I eat this mushroom? He goes, yeah.
You're like,
do you have any idea what you're talking about?
You have a peanut allergy. No. And you're like, just fucking eat it. You're hungry, dude.
Fucking eat it. That's how you get over a peanut allergy. You eat the peanuts.
That's why we have peanut allergies, because people aren't eating enough peanuts.
All right, let's move off to what are you thinking about? Zach!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
All right. We'll get off to Dick here in just a second. We do have some really fun stuff coming up there on that hog.
God, we haven't said that in a bit.
Oh, fucking sweaty, greasy.
Maybe next week we should do a big dick.
Right after.
Big, thick, old, purple, engorged penis.
Right after a mediocre treadmill run hog.
Mm.
Like it's still, you could probably still put it in you, but you don't want to.
What?
What? All right, so going out to dinner at a super fancy restaurant.
Okay.
Bouncing back to Austin. Fancy place that we went to.
We get it.
Shut the fuck up!
You get to travel. We get it.
So I was in Austin, fancy restaurant, and we showed up there. I was thinking about like the last fancy restaurant that I went to had like this concierge, like a bathroom attendant, right? And I was like,
say back room or bathroom?
Both, baby. You fucking
just hanging out in the back room.
He's like, hi, may I offer you a refreshment and a rim job? And you're like, fuck
yeah,
that dude. In that order.
Yeah.
Because they want a little minty feel
pass
back
that
there. Had a bathroom person there. What is it? Can't be a concierge.
No, concierge is where you go to get information, right?
But yeah, let's go. Well, you can probably get it from him too.
Yeah. Ask him his political views on.
Let's go with bathroom attendant.
Okay.
And it was like
a BA?
In the little BM, bathroom man.
Master.
Bathroom master. And it was like a fancy restaurant type bar situation the last time I went. So that's where this guy was hanging out. I guess being from a small town, you don't see that in this area very often. And it was just really funny to me that some dude's just sitting out. So when we went to this restaurant, I was just thinking internally, I was like, how funny would that be? I would love to just go in there and see another one. That was just so fun. But then when I went to go use the bathroom at this fancy restaurant, it was just like a toilet in a room.
Mm.
Like it had marble. It was a nice bathroom,
mm-hmm.
but it was just a toilet, like no stall, no nothing. That was all that was in there. And while I was peeing, I was laughing so hard thinking if there was a bathroom attendant in there.
Yeah.
When yep. it's just a single bathroom,
mm-hmm.
just a guy in a tuxedo. Like you have to take a shit. And you open the door and he goes, hello. And you're like, hi. And
Good day, sir.
He's like, don't mind me. And he like turns and faces the marble.
He goes like, yeah. He gives you like the hand direction, like, here's the toilet.
There's red carpet to the toilet. And he goes, don't mind me, please. And you're like, okay. And you like you sit down and he's just standing, staring at the wall in a tuxedo. Like, what are you doing there?
And it's one of those poops like. you know that where you fart first, it's like
like sliding in just a gaping whistle. Like it's not the right slide whistle sound. It doesn't go like it just yeah. goes it does a Tim Allen. But he's standing there and he's like and he just goes, they still doing the lobster deal? They still got all you can eat oysters out there?
Did you try the veal?
Like, yeah. You're like, no, I think that's on Tuesday. And he's like, oh, pardon me. Pardon me. So, that's all right. It's Wednesday. I must have lost track of my days. And he just goes, and you're just like, yeah.
I see that when it happened.
And you're like, yeah, it must be hard to keep track of days. There's no windows in here. And he's like, yep, there's no windows.
No fan. Hi, no window.
Would you like some Febreze? And you're like, how much is it? And he's like, only
$2. It's on the house.
on the house, because I'm going
to
die.
Yeah, and you just have to give him tips.
Oh, man. But like the idea of someone having just a friendly conversation with you and then trying to slide in shit to sell you along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, must be a big occasion then for you, sir. Like, mm-hmm. no one comes out to Charlie's. Without celebrating something big, you're like, it is my birthday. And you're like, nothing goes better with birthdays than Mentos. And you're like, what? Or this toilet paper. And you're like, you start looking around for toilet paper and he has it.
It's on his thumb.
And he's like, $5. And you're like, oh, fuck. You son of a bitch.
You sly dog.
But how fun, just any sort of interaction being trapped in a one bathroom with a bathroom attendant type situation.
Imagine if any place had an attendant, like a gas station.
Yeah.
Like the shitty.
Whoa.
And he's just got to stand in that fucking bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Even at a nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
He's just standing, like you're in there breathing in everyone's shit
mm-hmm.
all day.
Mm-hmm.
Your entire shift.
Have you ever, they hand you the towels and stuff, and then they give you, like, you're like, oh, you just did the things I was going to do, but I guess I'll give you $2 or whatever. And I'm guessing now they have to have a little square reader.
Oh, like a POS.
That is so funny.
Imagine a bathroom attendant at Taco Bell. That's special.
Yeah, but he's got
sounds the like, horror stories.
Sounds like you got the number three.
Is that a chili cheese chalupa? Nice.
Is that a chili cheese chalupa? You tell me, buddy.
Yep. Dude, it's bad enough when you know, like, if you go to a friend's house or whatever and you have to take a shit, it's bad enough, like, knowing that there are people outside the bathroom that can maybe hear you. Let alone a guy standing in the thing just staring at you.
And what is it with some toilets? Like, they're just amplified. Like, they are purposefully designed.
Yeah, especially one of those. It's just like.
It's just like a nice pop.
Yeah.
It's like whoever made it was just laughing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting engineered somewhere. And he goes, how can we make farts the loudest? And they're like shaping the bowl perfectly. Just like.
Yeah, it's like Lumen Field. That's why. Lumen Field's so loud. The roofs come over the top. It traps the sound. God. Same thing with the toilet.
It's so funny how we all know that fart. Every single human knows that one, like that puncher.
And then it echoing off fucking porcelain.
You sit down. I'm just picturing sitting down, taking a shit at your friend's house, and you're just kind of looking around for a second. It's all sound insulated. And you're like, that's weird. Why do they have that? And goes, purr.
Oh, I just had to stop getting off the bathroom attendant for a second, but still at a restaurant. So we ate, we went to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And
fuck me up. Oof.
I love a good Olive Garden. Classy Italian outfit.
I love a good Olive Garden. Like, there's some that are good and some that are bad.
You never know. There's a slight Olive Garden skill. No olives.
It's Olive little... Garden right next to his Olive Bargain. The sign's like just falling down.
You can go get an Olive Garden at Classy. Never mind.
You guys have still the Never Ending Breadsticks? Like, no, go next door to Olive Garden. Yeah.
You get limit two.
Yeah, you get stuff. Here, you go. You get nothing. This is Olive Bargain.
So it's also going, like, you have the attendant in there. I would feel obligated, like, I'd have to fucking talk to the guy.
Yeah.
So it's not so awkward, even though maybe it makes it more awkward. But I've noticed this about restaurants, especially at Olive Garden. They, when they're walking you back to the table, they're always like, they're walking through, then they kind of turn on their shoulder, like, you out celebrating anything tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, just celebrating, eating.
I wish.
Like, if I'm, am I really going to fucking Olive Garden to celebrate something, you know?
What's the big occasion?
Yeah. They always, it's like, they, I think that, they instructed to do that now. Mm. I don't get why though.
I think there's a lot of people. That's the whole funny part about it. Like, it's a big deal. We've talked about that too. Like, growing up in the small town.
Oh yeah.
We would grow it and we would go to fucking beautiful Twin Falls, Idaho. Mm-hmm. And they had an Olive Garden.
Yeah.
It was, you guys are like, did you bring your suit? Like, no, but I got this fucking clip-on tie. Mm-hmm. Will that work, Mom?
Our Olive Garden was downtown Spokane.
Like, yes, it was.
You go with your tux on for dinners. At
I know.
I used to drive up from Moses Lake to go. We would go out there. We'd look at Christmas lights, and we'd go to, like, Old Spaghetti Factory sometimes, but also Olive Garden. Because to us, Olive Garden was this crazy Italian gourmet. Experience. It really was.
I'm just picturing you. A little you. A little 12-year-old bribe guy. And you just get your family go, and you get driving to town, Olive Garden, you are stuffed. You're laying your head on the window, driving back by the Moses Lake Fountain, being like, does life get any better?
It really doesn't.
I'm the luckiest man alive.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than this. Oh, look at all these.
You have a breadstick in your fucking shirt pocket.
Like, all these people that didn't get Olive Garden tonight.
God, man, what a bummer. Do they even know?
Do they even know what they're missing?
I have to tell everyone.
I toured Italy, but they do.
It's like, I'm envious of them because they don't know what they're missing. Mm-hmm. Like, every night that I don't get Olive Garden is a bad night.
Ignorance is bliss. And you just take a bite of your breadstick out of your pocket.
Every time I go in there, and I did this the last time.
The fountain's looking good tonight.
Is it me or the breadstick's talking? Dude, we had this guy that was like very, you know when you get a waiter that's like, okay, I feel good around this guy. Mm-hmm. Like I can tell some jokes and he gets it and all that. Because what I always try to do, I base it dependent on the fucking waiter. he brings out some more bread. And I'm like, all right, we got okay, a whole
we're
thing.
We're gonna be friends.
We have a whole thing of bread, like right at the end. And then I was like, what if like more bread found its way out here? And then like, but it was in a like a to-go bag. You know, make it as awkward. He's like, I got you. I'm like, fuck yeah, you do, dude. So he brings
you
it out.
Have a little handshake moment.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like a you got, mm-hmm. you got it. Fuck yeah, dude. So we had two to go
bread
fucking
bundles.
And he was like, dude, don't microwave this. When you get if you're gonna eat this later, put it in the oven. Put it on like 5 minutes at 350. I'm like, I was like, oh, yo.
He's right.
Yeah, he was.
He leans in. He goes, bro. Pro tip. Don't microwave this. Mm-hmm. When it gets home, throw it in the trash can.
Because it's not going to be as good. It's never going to be as good as
it's
it is
never
right
gonna,
now.
It's never going to be good. And you're going to be let down. And you're like, what? And he goes, love you, buddy.
Trust me. Love you. Trust your guide.
He kisses your forehead. Tell me when. And the he goes, stop kissing your forehead.
Tell me when.
Just grinding cheese in your hair and kissing your forehead. Okay, we have to move on. Okay. We got to keep rolling. Right. Zach, just go to the next thing.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's Dick Dirk.
I mean, the thing that happened is, God, you know, obviously on the surface, not that funny. This was sent in by Wes. But so the headline reads, MRI mishap. Patient shoots herself in buttocks after magnet triggers handgun. You guys ever have to have an MRI?
Two of them.
Nice. Zachy Poo? I had to do it back when I used to get like the worst headaches that the doctors thought I had a brain tumor.
I had to get them on my knees to know if my ACLs were torn. Mm. And I had really, really little kids at the time. And I mean, it was like the most relaxing 45 minutes.
Even with that sound?
Well, it was soothing. Oh. It was like the because I was not sleeping.
Yeah.
But I was still here. You're like, don't move because we have to start all over. So I was like on the verge of dozing off, but I was trying to keep myself awake so I wouldn't fall asleep and then like, and then have to do it over again. He's like, no, dude, you could have slept. I'm like, fuck.
Why don't you tell me that when I was going on?
I need to tear my ACL more often, dude.
This is awesome. It speaks to how hard it is raising tiny kids when you'd rather lay down and listen to gunfire than be at home. The report said the incident happened back in June, but the report didn't indicate which hospital. That was my biggest concern.
Mm.
I was just making sure I never went to get a fucking MRI at this hospital. Mm-hmm. The FDA said a 57-year-old woman was brought in the magnet room. The handgun was attracted to the magnet, which caused it to fire.
So hot, dude.
The woman was... Dude, I love magnets. I love so magnets almost as much as I love breadsticks.
As much as the next guy.
Listen.
I love a magnet as much as the next guy.
But I'm not going to go fuck it or anything. The woman was shot in the right buttock area. However, the wound was described as small and superficial. That's doctor speak for quit being a bitch.
Yeah.
The unidentified patient is said to be doing well. According to the report, the machine's manufacturer, GE, is investigating the incident. Corporate talk, man.
What did you find out? She brought a gun in her pocket and it went off.
And that's
pretty much it.
And that was bad. So,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Don't do that.
But I guess picture this woman. She's walking in to get an MRI. And the doctor or the nurse, whoever is prepping for the MRI, like, is just looking at this the clipboard, clearly has a holstered gun. Like, he just goes, I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you 100% positive you don't have a gun on your right hip?
Very specific.
And she goes, quit asking me.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a fucking gun. And just starts like hitting the clipboard against their head. Just like, fuck, this is going to be bad. All right.
Like, I can't take this off of you. So you need to tell me.
Head on in. Which is, you know, it just reminds me of just like asking so many questions and you're like, I can see it.
Yeah.
Are you positive? Like, it's bulging. They're walking.
Are you sure you don't have a 1911, a chrome 1911
whatever 1911 gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handgun.
Handgun on your right hip right now with a custom embroidered leather.
Yeah, with your initials on it.
Initials on it that says bad bitch. Are you sure you don't have that with you today? She goes, no, I left it at home. I'm just like, stop
asking me.
I swear to God, I didn't come here for this type of treatment. And you're like, oh my God. All right. Open the door. I'm like, she's going to get shot. Yeah, just yeah. Kick her in. Everybody hide.
Everybody get down.
Everyone hide. Fucking Gina has a gun on her hip.
Pop, pop. All weird.
What'd you tell me? Oh my God.
Apparently Mickey Mouse is getting an MRI.
Or like, ask the questions like, you don't have nothing metal in your pockets at all. She goes, no. Okay. Right this way. And you're walking her. It's just change noise. Like in her pockets. You're like, fuck.
I always do things when I get in those situations. Like, do you have any metal in you? I'm like, just in my veins, bro.
Dude.
Sometimes I'll get a laugh. Sometimes they'll stare at me. I'm like, cool.
Do you have any metal in you? You're like,
you tell me.
You tell me. Not a bomb.
I don't know. I just got here.
They're like, this guy's, something is, we know this guy has a tumor, but I just want to make sure he doesn't have a gun in his pocket.
I don't have any guns.
Like, we all think this guy's dying of a brain tumor, right?
Not
a bomb. We all agree on that.
Yeah, like Zach said, not a bomb, not a bomb. Walking into the MRI room.
Hello, you, me, not a bomb.
Yeah.
Hello, me.
It's me again.
It's me again, not a bomb.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Boop, boop.
Why did she feel the need to bring a gun?
No one. I don't know this lady.
Could you imagine? She's like, dude, if anybody tries anything.
And which hospital was just like, all right. Yeah, you can bring your gun.
But the idea of someone being like, oh, dude, I'm going to fucking
MRI today.
Whatever hospital. She's like, you strapped?
You bring your gun, right?
Right. Of course.
Imagine being so paranoid, like you're laying in the MRI tube, your head first, and you're like, just got to always be ready.
Never
like,
know.
You never know when you're like, pow, shoot your own feet. Like someone's coming in, you take your shoes. And you're ready to shoot him?
I just want to picture like the guy that's always like, I have this gun to protect myself, and it's fine. I also have one. Right. But it's like, you feel so threatened that even in a situation like that, like a gang is going to bust in,
mm-hmm.
and you got to be ready at all times. Or yeah. The government's going to come for your gun while you're in a...
Like a pep talk from your friends or your spouse. Like, what? Grabbing her by the shoulders. Like, all right, Gina. But remember what I always say. Yep. Having brain cancer is better than not having a gun. That's right.
That's what I always...
Now get the fuck in the MRI machine.
That's right.
Now get out of here. slap right. on the ass. What do I always say?
Safety's off, right?
It's better to have a brain tumor than to not have a gun. That's right.
That's what I always
say. That's right. Now go to the hospital.
All the kids, when they go to school, what does daddy always say?
Mm-hmm.
All the kids standing there before they get on the bus. Better to have a brain tumor than not have a gun.
That's right.
Love you. See you after school.
That's right. You got your lunch? All right.
Got your gun. You got your lunch.
Got your lunch.
You got your water bottle.
You got that warm, fuzzy. Yes, Dad. Please quit shooting your gun in the air.
His dad is fucking
Rambo.
No, Yosemite Sam.
Oh yeah. All right, I'll see you at home. I'll see you at home. Like, shoots his way down the street.
It's like a jetpack. Going down the street, just going. Could you imagine that they're showing it to investigate that? And they're like, there's just bullet holes.
They're like, we don't know who did it. You're like, you just point to the trail of cracked concrete going right into the house.
Sir, do you have any guns on you?
What did he mm-hmm. talk like?
Why, Rabbit? Yeah.
He's like,
why, you Rabbit?
I thought he was a little more wacky than that.
No.
Like, oh, wait. Like,
why, got it? No, you was down. You wouldn't know. You.
Yeah, I do. I know when you do.
I know you do. Okay. Well, let's move on to the next dick.
You got me thinking about.
Got some lap time. Maybe I'll look up what Yosemite Sam sounded like.
I'm telling you right now.
I thought he was a little more wacky. Like he stuttered a bunch.
No, that's fucking Elmer Fudd.
Okay. Well, I didn't confuse those two.
Flask Wee Wabbit?
No, it was not the one.
Well, Porky Pig stutters.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still not it.
I don't know who you're thinking
Damn,
of.
Damn, dude, I already found
I
it.
I want me a super high power gold detector so's I can find the mother load. I'm rich! I'm rich! Great horny toads! I'm a warning you, doggone idiot, pesky critter! Ooh, you pesky varmint. You better say your prayers! Ooh, hey!
I told you!
Whoa! I won!
Okay.
I still think it's a little bit deeper than that. That doesn't sound right.
I don't. It just says, Looney Tunes racing Yosemite Sam voice clips.
Okay.
So you tell me, dude.
All right. Speaking of that.
Okay.
Let's see the headline. Former U.S. Rep. Myra Flores accused of cribbing others' pictures of Mexican food as her own cooking.
Wait, what?
Flores, who is challenging U.S. Rep. Vincent Gonzalez for her old seat, is being accused of routinely stealing stylish photos of Mexican campfire cooking and passing them off as her own idyllic life on a ranch.
Man, that's pretty funny.
And this bizarre micro scandal that some have dubbed Grubgate, a former GOP congresswoman nice. Who's running for her old seat in South Texas, being accused of routinely stealing photos of Mexican food from other social media accounts and passing them off as her own cooking.
Is there anything? That's so sad.
And basically, yeah, people saw this and they're like, wait a second. Something didn't look right. They looked into it, realized she was stealing it, and called her out on it.
They're like, no, that's clearly my tamales.
Right, yeah. It's like someone, like, dude, I made that. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Which in itself is hilarious. Mm-hmm. And because anybody that's like a politician, they're always trying to be hip or they're trying to grab the attention of their base, right? Like, oh, look at, I'm so Mexican or I'm such a foodie or mm-hmm. I'm whatever she's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in that self, that in itself is funny. But what I thought was funny is like if you were doing this with other things
mm-hmm.
and it's so fairly obvious, but you don't realize how fucking ridiculous it is.
Well, she was also putting captions on it. She stole a photo and then put gorditas de masas.
Yeah.
And she goes, the ranch life with family is the best.
Yeah.
Just that's so sad.
Yeah. It's really what sad. The fuck? It's kind of like, well, there's that Marjorie.
Best tamales I've ever made.
That Marjorie Taylor, whatever the green or whatever her name is. I've seen some posts of her, like, she's always, like, posting something about her with a gun in front of a flag or, like, it's always, like, come and get it or whatever. It's like, dude, fucking chill.
Just pandering.
You know, like, God.
Textbook pandering.
So all that's funny, but I just picture, like, if she was so clueless that she was doing this with other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine if she was posting on her Instagram or whatever. Of like, here's me just like celebrating with my family, but like let's say she didn't have kids, but she's like taking pictures of other people's kids and like photoshopping or just the kids.
always tying in ranch life.
Yeah, it's always a good time when you're on the ranch with the kiddos and it's like other people's kids.
Good to have good ranch kids.
Raise them up right.
Ranch kids. Hash brown.
Hashtag hash brown.
Hash brown ranch kids.
Am I doing it right?
Yeah, so
am
funny.
Am I doing this right?
Am I doing this? Is this fine? Am I on a ranch yet?
But imagine, like, if you take it a little further, where you're like, they're kids of like prominent things, or like her husband. Like,
oh yeah,
she's like, oh, it's always fun to, you know, growing up on a ranch, and it's like a picture of like an actor, like Brad Pitt, you know, like something weird like that. Like,
why'd my brain just
my
go
husband
this way?
Brad Pitt and I.
Oh,
what?
My God, my brain just went so like just. Well, of course it did because you listen to the show. You ready? Just a picture of her. She's just sucking a fucking big ass dick. It's like nothing better than a fucking ranch dick.
You know what I mean?
Know what I mean? It's like ranch dressing, just overdoing the ranch thing.
Everything is about ranch.
You know, you got some good ranch kids when they watch you suck a big ranch dick. Hash Brown USA. You're like, what the fuck are we doing?
And then people are like, oh, God, look how much she loves this country. She loves this country.
God, she loves ranch stuff as much as I do. Nothing like getting fucked on a ranch truck with your ranch husband while your ranch kids watch.
You know what I mean?
Can't wait to have my own grand ranch kids. One day I'm going to be a grandmother and have my own grand ranch kids.
ranch grandkids.
You're like, oh my God, dude. Too much. So funny. And so sad. The person they caught, that had to have been like, that's one where you take your glasses off, you know, and you double check the website you're on. And you're like, am I fucking seeing this right? Is my guacamole on her page right now?
My bowl that was vomited in. Yeah, I know that bowl anywhere.
And you're like, what the fuck is that? Is that my guacamole bowl? And you're like, fuck me, dude. You have to open a new window to compare it. You're like, there's no way she's just stealing guacamole pics. You're like, damn, she is stealing guacamole pics. And then how do you bring that up? Like, to your friend circles, you're like, this is going to sound crazy. But I'm pretty sure Myra Flores, whatever the full name was, stole my guacamole pic. And they're like, what? Why? He goes, I don't know. This is a picture of her with her. She's sucking my ranch off that fucking ranch dick.
That was my ranch dick.
That was my ranch, dude. Like, is that my ranch in the background? They're just rolling up to ranch houses, like trespassing, and then getting out like, picture, picture! And they take a picture, and they just run back to the car. Mm-hmm. And on the way out, they're tweeting, like, I love my big ranch house.
That's what I always visualize people are doing, like, in those situations. They're whatever it is, they're like, well, they do that. Like, that's a whole influencer thing now, right? Like, they'll go to a concert, get a picture and leave so they can post and say, oh, I always love being at wherever, or they're my favorite artist. But, you know,
I'm not sure if I brought this up on the show, but I've always wanted to do this, but I just don't have the heart because it is dick to do. But it is also so funny. And I'm sure some people get a lesson out of it. Just pretend to go on a vacation. Mm-hmm. Have some pictures that are close and you're like, and you're doing like some selfie. And then the rest of them is just pictures from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And just upload it. Like, I love going to Hawaii. I can't wait to go to Chile next. And you have some airplane photos and just upload them. And then at the end of all of it, like after a month long to all these beautiful places, you just go, I didn't go fucking anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem. All of you that like my shit are just like, oh my God, he's doing all this cool shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, just fucking shut up for a second. They stole these all from Google and other people's fucking profiles.
I know of a band that did that a long time ago. They pretended to go to Germany and then they just hung out in their band space for like 2 weeks. I don't know about posting pictures because it was pretty pre-internet stuff, but it was, they lied to their fans. They had a big party, a going away party.
Trying to be bigger than they are.
They had a going away party?
Yeah, to raise money for their trip to Germany. It's in a book, actually.
They just kept the money.
They're just speaking in German. You're like, you guys are taking this too far. I have thought about that. It'd be pretty funny to do.
Could you imagine, like, and also, so then tying this whole thing together, like stealing someone's policy, like their political policies or whatever. And
I'm glad that I could get the new community center built. And you're like, you had nothing. You just got here. Like, what are you even trying to reach? You've been out on your ranch.
Like, that's, you have to have some sort of, like, that's like a pathological.
It's a mental disease.
Liar where you're just like, you can't tell the difference between reality and.
Oh, politics.
Yeah.
That's exactly what.
Yeah. Do you think she was finding these pictures? Does she have like a staffer?
Just a picture finder?
Staffer that's doing it.
I think in this stage in her career, she's going out and finding tasty dishes. Like, she just went to Facebook and just typed in tasty Mexican dishes and then just stole them.
That's so weird. Like, so sad. Like, you're not going to get caught.
Mm.
Anybody that thinks they can do anything and not get caught now is crazy.
Don't lie to the internet.
Like, you just, like, just, there's people out there that are like this. You had, someone had to go, wait a second. And then it built and built and built till they figured it out. Like, someone's out there doing that. Someone's out there listening to this podcast right now. And is waiting for, like, every time we say something that doesn't quite add up, they're like,
I want to take a peek.
Yeah. And then they're going to go look in there.
He got it. He said it. He meant it. Every food pic, she just rotates it counterclockwise 190 degrees.
She flips it.
She just flips it.
Yeah.
And then she gets caught because her tamales are backwards. Someone's like, aren't your tamales backwards? You shit. Oh my God. Backwards. I know there's always, the mouth is always supposed to be to the right. What was I thinking? Horizontally flipping my tamales. Okay, let's move off to lap time. Okay. I'm going to get some brain stretching going in. All right, Zach!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, little chitrons, why don't you come take a seat on Uncle Zachy's lap?
Gather around, boys and girls. It's lap time with Uncle Zach.
Sit on my lap, you little chits.
Yay! Oh, hi. Hey. Hi, everybody.
Sit on my lap, you little chits.
All right, I got shit for you.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes.
You can.
We're going to look at the world in a weird way. Perhaps the weirdest way.
I don't know.
I hope not. But we'll see. All right, so we're talking about the simulation theory, and I'm going to give you a bunch of proofs about it, okay?
What are you going to tell us? What is the simulation theory?
The simulation theory is that we're all living in a video game, basically.
Nice.
And I'll get into it a little bit more. It could be the Lord.
Who made it? Was it EA?
Could be your parents.
It's in the game.
Is it Activision?
In the game. All right, well, the first of the proofs for simulation theory that are pretty hard to deny is, and I'm going to go soft to hard, you know, just like normal.
I do that all the time. Right?
So am I, you know what I mean?
So the first one, I think a lot of people know about the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nelson Mandela, a lot of people thought he died in the 80s.
He did.
But he died in 2013.
Fuck.
And there's a ton of those. Berenstain.
Shazam.
Berenstain yeah. Bears.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which one do you guys remember?
Berenstain.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about the cornucopia and the Fruit of the Loom? Do you remember that?
No, I got grape. I guess you start yelling out flavors.
Yeah,
no,
I want to hear all the flavors.
Grapes. I think there's a lemon in there.
But do you remember the actual cornucopia?
No.
See, that's the weird thing.
It could be literally anything.
But I learned about the word cornucopia by asking about that logo, so it trips my mind out.
Okay.
But basically, the idea that history is kind of goofy in our brains and that we don't remember the same things is an idea that we might all be having different simulations.
Yeah.
All right, next. This is another soft one. This was written, a lot of the research that I did for this is in 2019.
Okay. But,
so there's no aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been sending shit to space for decades and we still can't find any. So for a lot of people, and this gets really complicated, basically there's not enough RAM in the universe for more than one giant civilization is the idea.
That's wacky. What the fuck did you just say?
And the idea that, you know, if you see all of our planets.
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Nothing. It just blew my mind to think that we're inside of like a computer tower.
Possibly, right?
Yeah.
This is going to get weirder. So,
okay.
But another idea in this one is that all the animals on the earth, you know, millions and millions of species, and there's not one in any other place outside of the solar system. So no aliens is kind of an interesting one. So that's a soft one. Here's a hard one. Electrons fuck with us. And you guys have probably heard about the physics double slit experiment where electrons are fired at a photosensitive screen through slits in a copper plate. I know you guys know all about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it produces waves if you're not looking, and it produces particles if you are looking.
Yeah.
So basically what we learned is that electrons are dicks and they're fucking with us. So we're either in a simulation or magic is real kind mm-hmm. of thing. All right, okay. So next one, another hard one. This one's crazy. DNA can be affected by a computer virus. One more time. Your DNA can be affected by a computer virus. In 2017, University of Washington, go Huskies, scientists proved that they could embed malicious computer code into physical strands of DNA. I mean, they weren't looking for simulation, but they found that.
Mm-hmm.
So either shovelcock, so it's not true, or mm-hmm. simulation. All right, and another one. This is a softer one. You may have noticed that in the world, we're always on the cusp of collapse. Climate, financial, World War III, there's always something that rivals that the sky is falling kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that maybe we're in an ancestor simulation, and our creators wanted us to solve climate change problems, economic problems, cultural problems for their lives. So our simulators are using this simulation to fuck shit up and to see what happens so they can fix their shit. If you look around the world and you see all the governments that exist in all the different forms, it's like, well, they're just testing shit out. That's one of the theories.
Do you know if, and this maybe you don't, because it seems like research is needed, how would ancestors benefit from fucking up current unless there's time travel?
Well, if they're outside of the simulation, so there's...
But how do they get outside?
Well, that's the weird thing. Like, they created a simulation, just like we create computer models for climate change and all the other things.
And then they just did it and then vanished and then redid it?
Well, they're not in the simulation. No. They're just using the simulation to...
We're the simulation to figure out how they fix in their world, mm-hmm. right?
And they're trying to match it as much as they can.
So they were never... Got it. They were never here.
Yeah. So the idea of the ancestor simulation is just watching multiple versions of a family go through and make decisions.
So ancestors is the word that we have, but that's not actually what it is.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know necessarily. It's not my field, but this has been fun to research. All right, next one. This one's pretty hard evidence. Video games look real in real life. Like
they do now.
Yeah.
Well,
it's kinda. Pretty crazy. The simulation theory itself, or the hypothesis itself, is if humanity can survive long enough to create technology capable of running convincing simulations of reality. If so, it would create many such simulations, like Grand Theft Auto and all that shit. So there'd be tons of simulations and only one base reality. So statistically, we're more likely in a simulation. And the fun thing is to look at, 40 years ago, we had Pong, and now we have VR, Skyrim, and all that shit. So if humans are not destroyed, the theory is that we will eventually be able to make a very convincing video game for us to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at video games now, we're not, even if we just keep going a little bit, we're going to get there eventually, as long as we don't destroy each other.
I have thoughts on that.
All right. If you want to talk about them now, you can. If not, that's all.
No, it was just like about like I think that human eyes, like it just our understanding and acceptance of like CGI or video games or graphics. Like think about just go back a handful of years and you were like fucking Avatar was fucking amazing. And you go watch it now and you're like, what is this fucking knockoff? Like you get trained to this kind of thing. Like even the next Grand Theft Auto that comes out, the best looking video game, right? That we've dropped, or they're going to end up dropping? What was it? 4-6 billion making?
Yeah, crazy.
And I guarantee you're not going to pick it up and be like, "Am I down the street?" Like it's still going to look like a video game, but compared to what we thought was really realistic looking 10 years ago, we're going to be able to pick it out. You'll always be able to pick it out. If you have a trained eye, like that's just the way that humans are going to be. Even when it comes to VR, like something won't be quite right.
It's getting pretty close.
Can
though.
I say something
but
to
we'll,
that?
We'll just learn to that. We'll learn to that and move on. I agree that eventually it could get to a point where you cannot distinguish. But I think there's always it's going to be a long road before we can't fucking pick it out.
Can I say something to that?
No. Zach, back to you.
So, even though I like. This isn't my thoughts on whether the simulation. This isn't, but it's all depend. Like we grew up with video games, and people growing up with video games now will be able to distinguish that.
Yeah,
older people. I've seen videos of Grand Theft Auto videos of like old people watching it, and they think that that actually was on the news.
Well, yeah, but that's just the evolution,
right?
Like that's just like, and then we are going to look but at something later. But we know it's later.
A game, so we'll always be able to go, that's a video game.
And then the next, like generations from now, will look at it too, like the things that we're making and be like, nah, they can pick it out.
Yeah.
Like they'll be just the way that you're trained on it. Like they will just know what to look for and what is not right. And the little tiny things that we would never be able to pick up pick up on, but 50 years from now, they'll be like, oh, what the fuck are you talking about? It's not, it's not even close. Like, they just see it.
Well, we got some to speak on that a little bit, too.
Yeah.
But good pushback. There, you should be skeptical of this, because it is just a hypothesis.
Are you still going?
Yeah, I've got a few more if you're good, unless you got something to say.
Well, no, I was just going to... Yeah, go ahead and finish.
Okay, I got a few more.
He's like, sorry, I was just going to start jerking off.
Well, let's just pause everything.
Well, I wanted to just poke a hole in the whole thing, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to it. So another soft one is that the news is dumb. If you just look at the news... We're dumb. It's dumb. Our leaders are dumb. We either deserve this, God is mad, or it's a simulation, right? So simple one. That's a soft one. Here's a hard one, and we've talked about it a couple times on this show, or at least once on this show. It's that in computer code, there's computer code in quarks. So at the smallest level of, or close to the smallest level of matter, there's fucking computer code. There's a guy named, who's a not crazy guy. He's a theoretical physicist. We hope he's not crazy. His name's James Gates. And he found computer code in his string of equations that was going into string theory. 1010 is basically what they found. And actually, he wrote it down as error-correcting codes, and he compared it to what make web browsers work. So either God is funny or it's a simulation. Mm-hmm. So goofy stuff. All right, next one. Another hard one. This one's kind of fun to think about just because why are there rules in the universe in the first place? Like, video games have strict rules that you can't break. This universe has strict rules, speed of light, you know, thermodynamics, gravity, all these things. It just makes you wonder why those exist in the first place. So all of this is philosophical, but very strange. And one hypothesis is that the speed of light might represent the fastest speed for transmitting information within the network of our simulation. So it's, again, a RAM kind of thing. A few more.
But so, speed of light slows down. It slows down when you hit the atmosphere.
Light doesn't.
Light does.
Well, the light just hits stuff.
No, light slows down when it hits the atmosphere, and then it bends. That's why when you see the sun going down, it's already been down for 5 minutes. Or when you see the sun rise, not even up yet because the light.
Well, that's how far away the sun is.
No, but it's also how the sun hits our atmosphere and bends.
I don't know. I don't know.
We got to look at the cover of the Pink Floyd album.
Yeah, that's not necessarily slowing down.
No, it does. Light slows down when it hits the atmosphere.
Huh.
Well, somebody's banging their head against the computer right now.
Look it up.
I got a couple more for you. One, it's not possible to prove that we're not in a simulation. It's very unscientific. This is very philosophical because it doesn't follow the scientific method. We can't falsify it. So it's easier to prove that we're living in a simulation like we're doing than it is that we're not, which is pretty cool. And the main reason for that is that any evidence that could be against the simulation theory could be simulated.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a fun one.
That's a circular logic.
That's a tough argument.
Well, it's the same reason we can't prove God or disprove God.
It's because you prove God because of the Bible, and the Bible says God's true. It's a circular argument.
Yep. A couple more. I don't know if this is a hard or soft one, but the Goldilocks zone, just the fact that we live in a place where the sun isn't too hot and we're not rolling around in any place that can really hurt us too bad. So if we didn't have a nice place to live, we'd be fucked and there'd be no simulation. So that's just one thought for a lot of people. Plus, there's tons of creepy moon facts, you know, why the moon is the size it is. How about eclipses? All that kind of stuff. They're all very strange. So either God loves you or it's a simulation. Another couple. This makes more sense than ghosts. In fact, it explains ghosts in a similar, like we were talking about earlier, glitches. So all paranormal, aliens, ghosts, dreams, they could just be glitches. So it means to say that this simulation is not perfect yet. We may not be in the final simulation. This could be one of many. So, you know, when you see lots of glitches, I guess, and it could be news and all that kind of stuff, it also explains occult things and all that deal. Last one. We know what the name of our pixels are. So imagine playing a video game. If you're in Grand Theft Auto, what is matter? We actually have a name for it. It's called the Planck length. It's Planck length. And it's the point in which concepts of gravity and space-time no longer apply. And so it's a pixel, and we have a name for it. And that would be pretty weird.
Yeah.
That's one of the harder ones, blah, blah, blah. A bonus one is that our brains filter out information, so we can't have all of our memories at once. And that some scientists think that our bodies, our blood and whatnot, are crystallized and that we kind of tune into wavelengths because of that. We're like a radio antenna. And so all of these things combined makes it look very much like we might be in a simulation. And that leaves us with the last question, like what laws constrain the coders of the simulation? Or another way to put it is who made God? So,
man,
weird. You likely live in Grand Theft Auto 9, bro.
I don't know. I just sounds like a bunch of hogwash to me.
Well, it might be. There's a lot of scientists that have popularized this, but there is a lot of pushback, and there's really good pushback. Like, it would take too much energy. Why is it so complex? If you were coding things, you wouldn't make everything so complex. There's so much waste in the universe.
Well, so honestly, it sounds, that whole thing sounds like the argument for people who try to argue for a God, and that we've poked holes in all over the place. Because if you have, let's say you want to prove something, you're going to look at something and you're going to make arguments pro that thing. So like if you want this outcome in an argument, you can, you know what I'm saying? Like you can, this makes this, what's the falsifier? God damn it. This, it's like affirmation. This affirms my end goal. So I'm going to, and that to me, that whole thing sounds exactly like that. It's like, I want to prove we're in a simulation. Here are the reasons why. But there's nothing in that argument that like could falsify any of it.
That's why this is all philosophical. There's really no. And that's why you won't see a lot of scientists spend a lot of time. And they kind of poo-poo all of these ideas.
Yeah. It feels like, oh, we have the luxury of discussing. It's like, is this where we're at right now? Like, we're so bored that we're trying to figure out if we're in a game, you know? Like... Because it's
well, all the other theories are pretty weird too. I mean, heaven and hell—that sounds similar, you know.
Yeah, but it all sounds to me. It all sounds the same, and there's just nobody
knows shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like I disagree with that. I feel like we have a pretty good idea of how things work, and it's not that like we know that to say that there's no aliens. Yeah, you could say there's no aliens in this solar system, but the idea that the entire universe, that there's not another living being is fucking crazy.
Billions.
And the rules that apply in space and everything just happen to be those rules. They're not...
But we haven't found them yet. That's the problem. Like, if we found aliens, I would be fine. But we've spent a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of signals. I mean, there's a lot of scientific studies have gone into space.
Universe is a big place.
It is. But the fact that we have millions of animals on this planet, this is their argument, and zero on any of the other planets is kind of like it makes sense as a coder.
Well, no.
Just pretty things in the sky.
Not really, because the rule, if you want to say the rules for life on this planet need to be in that Goldilocks area.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, oh, we're lucky that we live here, there happens to be all these things aligning to where it allows the life that we know what life is to exist.
It's just perfect.
But it's perfect for how we live. So like on another planet, there could be life that's based on that, that's just perfect for this life to exist.
Right. You know what I mean? It's not made of carbon, it's made of something else.
Right. We're just self-centric to where we think that we are in this perfect place, but who knows? The universe could have tried to expand a trillion times and it finally somehow exploded the right way to put us in this spot, but it tried billions of times and we just see the one time as we hit the jackpot and now it's all about us.
Was there any of those that made you go, that's probably a good point.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some of them. I'd like just a quick correction on what Brian and I talked about. We were kind of saying the same thing by saying different things about light and speed. And I was saying, yeah, it slows down once it hits things. But you were saying, like, once it gets diffracted.
Diffracted.
Diffracted. Yeah, it gets bent, but it's hitting something. Like, something is making it bend. Like, that's, so we're saying the same thing by not saying the same thing.
Yeah, it travels through the vacuum at light speed.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I was going to say, going back to the point of, like, just speaking on the whole simulation thing, is how intricate and fucked up you, like, needlessly made the simulation.
That's the best argument, I think, against it.
You could have done it way more proficiently.
Yeah, all the wasted space, in space, dark matter.
All of it is a waste.
That's why it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you wasted it. Like, humans are made, like fucking weird. There's parts of us that make no fucking sense. Like, you could have been way more.
Have
you ever made a bad build on NBA 2K23? You know what I mean? You're like, ah, shit.
I shouldn't have put
that appendix in there.
But yeah, if you knew the best way to do something, you would, like, a trial and error, that's how evolution works.
Wait, yeah, and why would you just wait around with a shitty built simulation? It's like they let the intern build it.
Right, but if they're going for a specific thing, like, say, it's climate change and they want to solve that or whatever, you know, maybe you don't have to make everything that's not related to climate perfect. There's been a lot of crazy arguments. I definitely recommend people looking into both sides of the arguments. They're pretty good.
See, but here's, can I push back a little bit on that? I'm all for exploration and figuring out things and letting science figure itself out. But I'm also against, like, putting an argument of something on the same level, like creation versus evolution. To me, they shouldn't even be spoken about on the same level.
You don't want to teach the debate, bro?
Yes, because creation, to me, and to most science, people who have figured out how things work, reject creationism.
Yeah.
So to put that on the same level as the way that we think things worked, you're giving life to that argument that I don't think deserves to be there, because it's convoluting this whole idea, and we can't teach certain things in school because it goes against creation and all that, which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, well, we have very limited, we have the same viewpoint on it, but we also have a very limited view. As in, like, we are accepting and exploring our own bubble, and our bubble is 0.00000000002%.
But let's figure out our bubble.
Exactly. So we're looking at our bubble. To say that there's no way that anything else could happen is equally as insane as saying that this is, like, just because we, like, this is what we're figuring out about our bubble, we have no idea about the rest of the
bubble. But that's what I said about the universe, like, not being life on other planets.
We're on the same, on the same page.
A lot of scientists that have talked about this have put the number as 50-50 chance that we live in a simulation. The fact that we live in a base reality is pretty hard to believe, gauging from the fact that we'll be able to probably make computer simulations that we won't be able to understand the difference with smells and feeling in the future.
But just because we can create that doesn't necessarily mean, like, we're very smart and we've figured out a lot of things. So that doesn't mean just because we can figure out that someone else didn't figure it out and that we're in that thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's the pushback. Likely we kill most creatures in the universe that could do this don't survive that long to even get there. But yeah, because all your pushback is totally rational and reasonable.
No, but I think it's fun.
It's fun to entertain.
I think it's going to be the other way. It's going to be the other way around. We're going to still be in our own bubble, and we're just going to have, like, the simulation being on like outside of our bubble and outside of our control. I think we're going to create our own simulation inside of our bubble, and that is 100% believable to me. Everyone's going to be strapped in and sitting down and playing a world that feels real without doing nothing inside of our own bubble, 100% in. The fact that it's outside of that bubble and beyond that, with how limited our senses are, fucking, I don't know about that. Good luck.
It's fun to entertain ideas because it's fun to talk about, but where I have a problem is when those things like flat earth, that kind of stuff, like, once it becomes a conversation like that, maybe we need to have this conversation with kids and in schools. It's like, we know so much about certain things that we know that that's not a thing, right? Like, to give that thing life is entertaining. The idea that this is even possible is, I don't know. It's fun to explore, but it's also not to, you don't, it's not science. It's anti-science.
Science is exploring it. You have to at least explore it.
But we've figured it out.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, so the idea to, like, go backwards and that's where I think we fail as a race, is that the idea that we're still stuck and we can't move past certain things that we've already figured out.
Yeah, we're not that smart. I guess it's kind of where this all comes back down to.
Yeah.
But so many, the smartest people in the world have figured out things that you can, if you just watch a video, they can teach you about how things work mathematically, physics, all this kind of thing. And there are still people
that refuse to,
that refuse to accept that and still want to believe certain things. And it holds us back.
Yeah.
I don't think simulation theory is near flat earth theory. I think those are very, very different. The people talking about them, one, a lot of them have PhDs, and then, you know, flat earth theory people are like me,
but
but not me.
But don't you think like those guys giving that entertainment, like, I mean, it's fun to explore. Like I said, it's entertaining, but do you think they actually like think that we could, you might look into it and you might try to figure it out and run tests and do the math. But like, do you think they actually think we believe in it?
No one's serious. Absolutely.
No, they're very serious. Well, a lot of people are very serious about it.
Yeah. Not the scientists.
No, the scientists that propose this theory are pretty serious.
Oh, not. We're talking about all different things. We're talking about flat Earth, yeah.
Are they published and stuff like that?
You're talking about flat Earth? Or you talking about...
No, I'm talking about the...
The simulation?
Simulation theory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
Neil deGrasse Tyson is the most famous of the people that believes this is 100% true. Or 50-50 chance. And he's our best science communicator.
Well, because you can't know anything for 100%.
It's because they found 1010 at the base of quarks.
Yeah, that's cool.
Insane. Insane.
Yeah, so, that is... I mean, that's really cool. But that also, I mean, coincidence that everything lined up for us to be alive, the coincidence that it went down to a numerical code on something that we had created also, isn't that crazy?
Right.
So
fair enough.
That.
Of us finding ourselves in the things, yeah.
All right, we could talk about this forever. But let's move on. Let's hear from one of our kids right now. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. All right. Zach! Hey, you
guys! All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right, we've got one email this week. It's a big one. Coming in from our longtime daughter. It feels like a weird thing to say. Catherine, who writes, "Hey, daddies, I have a fun work story, but first!" I love that. "I have been here since before the beginning and wait every week for a new episode. I appreciate you guys so much."
She was here before the Big Bang.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
What was Catherine? Out there? What did it blow up into? We need to know. "I listen to your podcast all the time, cleaning my house, getting ready for work, at work, with earbuds. I have never laughed out loud at any other podcast. You guys are generally hilarious and improve my day a ton. I use your Would You Rathers as conversation pieces at work. My team always gets really excited when I stroll in with a new one. Also, hi, Uncle Zach!
Hi!
I missed you!
Glad to be back.
You guys have said before that you enjoy this aspect of what you do, so I wanted to remind you of it. Also, hello to my fellow geese, sexy goose moan. Sorry this is so long, but I figured it'd make you laugh. So I figured you guys make me laugh so often, I would try to return the favor. Now on to the story. I used to work for a large warehouse, and I was responsible for hazmat cleanup. I don't know how much you know about that, but the basic gist is a spill happens. They call me. I come over and neutralize it. We've seen Monsters, Inc., okay?
Wachowski?
I've never seen it.
You haven't seen it? It's a sock on your back! They call me, I come over, I neutralize it, clean it up, bag and tag it.
They call it the neutralizer.
Yeah. And then it's stored outside in barrels and sheds organized by type of reaction to make sure it doesn't react with something it's not supposed to. Sounds like a fucking dangerous job. You'd be like, shit, dude, I'm just going to put this in this barrel. At the end of the day, when I take the bags out, I don't want to walk that far. you read the side of it, it's just like uranium. You're like, I don't know. I could probably put this in here. At the end of the day, when we take the bags out to store and catalog them, we always go in a buddy system for safety reasons. Well, out there one night, putting everything away, we ended up filling up a barrel, so we had to get another one and start a new log. We keep cleaned and prepped barrels in another shed across the compound. I left my buddy in the shed logging other chemicals and jogged across the compound to get a fresh barrel. I don't know why it's so funny. You just picture someone jogging in a hazmat suit. Yeah. Just like, gets all foggy. Breath. Gets all foggy. You have to reach your hand in there. You know, squeak it off. Compound to get a fresh barrel. Now the shed door props open, but I'm lazy and I was in a hurry. So using my company flip phone as a light, I stepped into the shed and let the door close behind me. I grabbed a barrel, a lid, and a clasp ring and made to leave. I grabbed the door handle, pulled, and it didn't budge. I was locked in. It's okay. We're fine. I'm fine. I'll just call my buddy for help. That's why we do this. I pull up his contact. the symbol for no signal burning at the top of my screen. I clipped my phone shut and tried to breathe slowly. I yanked the door again. It doesn't move. Across the compound, he wouldn't hear me if I screamed. But also, that hazmat suit. But.
Mm-hmm.
And the metal box I was trapped in kept me from calling him. It's okay. He still needs a barrel, so he'll come over and get one and find me, and it'll be okay. But what if it doesn't? What if he thinks I went outside and goes in and nobody knows I'm out here? That internal panic, I get it. I yank on the door again, really put my ass into it. It doesn't move. I'm fucked. I can't stay here. I have to get out. It's cold, it's dark, and it's going to get worse. I put the barrel to the side and throw my personal effects in it. I stretch my legs and my arms, grab the ankles, yank it down, and pull with my whole body. My feet slide across the floor, and the door doesn't budge. I'm officially freaking out. Okay, I psych myself up, crack my neck, and roll my shoulders. Mm. I'm going to throw myself into the door, hoping to unstick it, and then use momentum to
fling... Isn't it a metal? It's a metal room, right?
And use the momentum to fling myself backwards and rip the door open. I grab the handle, I take a deep breath, and I throw my shoulder into the door. Next thing I know, I'm face down in the snow. My safety glasses keeping my face from being scored by the pavement. It was a fucking push, not a pull. And I'd been pulling it like a fucking idiot.
Oh.
I collect my things, take a few deep breaths, and drag the barrel across the compound to my buddy, who is still cataloging. I step into the chemical shed, red-faced, sweaty, and still breathing hard. What's the problem, yes? Concerned clearly for my well-being. I pause. I didn't prop the door open, and it locked behind me. Had to bust out. He faces me completely and looks into my dumb, dumb idiot eyes and says, that door doesn't lock. Bye! Your dumb as fuck daughter, Catherine.
That's so funny. I like the idea of like busting through that and then like falling down and then getting up and being like, like kind of straightening up your stuff. Like
classic.
All right. And then grabbing a barrel and he's like, hope nobody was watching. Going from freaking out to just like, oh, man,
oh shit. I'm dumb. But just, you know, and we've brushed on it throughout the time here on Can You Don't. It's just super stressful, intense situations, but also wearing funny stuff while you have to do it.
And a hazmat.
Hazmat. Just the like you're in the dark and you're just like, all you have is brushy hazmat suit noises. You can do this, Catherine. And you're like, your hands, like you're stretching out. It's like, grab it onto the door. Yeah.
And you're like, God damn it. God. It's fogging up the.
Quick, I'm so nervous. And then I get done, I picture being like, okay. And he just goes, and just jogs back to the other chemical shed. What happened? Nothing.
Nothing. What took you so long?
What happened is you're dumb. What? Open the barrel. You got to bring that one to the...
Get in the barrel.
Get in the barrel. You're fucking dead to me. All right. Well, that's episode 82. A lot of fun. A lot of things learned. Sign up. Be part of the gaggle. Thank you to everybody who's been signing up. That's patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. Bonus content on the back end of every episode. Got the Instagram and Facebook. Of course, the video version on YouTube. Just search for the show. And then something you want to see on the show, email that to us at heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Be sure to check out what Uncle Zach's got cooking. And big thank you for producing today's show. Thanks for that lap time, man.
My pleasure.
Expanding brains. Expanding brains. Check out everything he does at scatcast.com. That's scat with a K. Rate and review our show wherever you listen to the podcast. And a big thanks to the Facebook babysitters that moderate the Can You Don't Playground. Okay, I have a fun little story, and then we'll head off into the bonus shit. You guys ready? Okay. Zach! Dicks.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Like, let's watch him squirm.
Fucking dicks. This is just a fun little story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stumbled across. Back in 1956, a man named Tommy Fitzpatrick, of course, Tommy, always up to something, you know?
Tommy sounds Italian, and then Fitzpatrick sounds Irish.
So Tommy stole a small plane from New Jersey for a bet, and then landed it perfectly on a narrow stretch in front of a bar he had been drinking at. Narrow street in front of a bar that he'd been drinking at in Manhattan. 2 years later, he did it again after someone didn't believe he'd done it the first time. What's even crazier is the punishment for the first time ended up being $100. Since the charges were dropped by the owner of the plane, the second resulted in 6 months in jail.
You don't believe me?
No, dude, Tommy just, the interaction where he just... finishes his beer, slams down, goes, fuck, I didn't. And then gets up and puts his jacket on. He's like, save my seat. And then just
give me another, give me another one of those.
Another round on me and just kicks the pub door open and then flies back with another plane. How funny is that? Tommy Fitzpatrick, you crazy son of a bitch. On a bat, be like, you can't fly a plane. He's like, fuck, bitch.
Fuck, I can, dude.
he's like, not only can I, I'm going to land outside the bar.
I love how he pulls up. He's like, you got to find a parking spot. he's like, just I'm leaves
a,
it right out.
He's like, I'm in a plane. He goes like, I got it. I got a bird's eye view. I'll find one. God, that was just so funny to me. All right, off to the bonus stuff, everybody. If you subscribe to us on Patreon, if not, rest of you kids, we'll see you guys next week.
Shoot out 56,000.